Yes, and coming down in groups now, heading in. All men, incidentally. I don't see any women. Oh, hang about, there's one nun in sort of white cream robes and a black headscarf. But otherwise, there don't seem to be any women.
Do you know, all last night, all the night, was shooting?
I haven't been told that yet.
You don't know? All the night was shooting on Dubrovnik because we must stop last day.
Yes, but we haven't been told that these people have been shot at yet, have we? This lady beside me is telling me that the town and these people have been shot at all last night. She may be right, but there is no evidence yet, and we haven't yet spoken to anybody to tell us precisely what has been happening. I'm moving away from her at the moment. One of the problems reporting anything to do with any of what is going on in Croatia at the moment is that one never knows what is truth and what is emotion and what is downright propaganda and lies. I suspect there's probably a lot of it is emotional and rather fearful, actually. Well, the reception crowds are probably numbering about 150, with probably about 70 police of various, police and military of various sorts, lined up. And the first people off our ferry are now landing, and I'm going to go down and join them on the quay. As you would expect, there's a hell of a lot of activity amongst the quite large contingent of journalists on board, and we only have between now, which is 25 past six in the morning, and 1 o'clock to see what we want to see, unless people elect to stay in the town for 2 or 3 days and try and get out on a ferry at a later date. I'm making my way through the sort of main lobby of the ship. Niner. Cue to get onto the gangplank, which is just a few yards away. As I say, I think there's almost a degree of apprehension on the part of these people who have been in a state of nervous, calm hysteria, if such a thing is possible. They've been in the state growing for weeks and intensely in the last 2 days when we've been trying to get into this port. We're now getting clapping from the reception committee, who are about 50 yards away, coming down the gangplank now. Photographers, ours and theirs, photographing us coming down. Well, I'm now on the key in Dubrovnik, and this is really rather a remarkable moment, at least for us, if not for anybody else. And I'm going to walk out now through the reception crowds.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much that you have come to the Dubrovnik to see all of us. 30 days, nothing. 30 days, nothing. Thank you very much. No words to say, but it's so difficult. Bombing, pushing the people, killing, putting in a fire. We are over. It's finished. We are sleeping where the rats are sleeping. I'm just coming from. It's terrible. Help us, please. 10 person in one small rat hole. I'm just coming to see those people, to visit them. How they came here? How they have so beautiful hearts. Thank you very much.
What is your name?
Kovacic Tomislav. Thank you very much. Very pleased.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to Dubrovnik.
We're
all very excited.
What is your name?
My name is Gamulin. Yes. And what language do you speak? Where are you?
I'm from London.
You're from
the
London.
Evening Standard.
Yes, glad to meet you. We're all very happy that you came. We were waiting the whole night for you.
Really?
Yes.
We didn't know what to expect from you.
Oh, we can only give a big hello, that's all. And a big hug. Well, if you need anything, I'll be here. If you need
What's your name, please?
Vesna.
Vesna.
Vesna. Yes. What I need badly is a telephone to speak to London.
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah.
Can you help me?
Telephone to London.
Yes, you can have immediately when you like.
Can I do it now?
Yes.
Yes.
Vesna. And I
right
need
now.
One tomorrow morning.
Where do we go?
We must go to our home.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it in the centre?
Yes. Yes. Next to the centre.
Can we go and you can speak to London?
You want me to speak?
I will speak to London and you can speak as well.
Oh, well, it's better you speak.
Do you have friends in London?
Yes, we have a friend. Patrick Mathensen. He's an owner of a private gallery. He's a good friend.
Well, if we can go to a telephone now and say that we've arrived,
that will
I think the world is waiting to hear.
It will be very important, yes.
Yes,
but then we're losing this.
Yes, you want to stay and watch the reception.
But there's an idea. What
Five
about
minutes,
Kotsi Petka?
Nature.
Hotel Petka?
Mogli telefonirati iz Hotel Petka.
Yeah, I'll go there.
I think it's an idea. Try.
Thank you. Church bells, as you can hear, are ringing. They're being rung by a group of four, what looks like schoolboys, up in the tower. The clock has stopped at 3:50. I don't know whether it's normally stopped that or whether that's the result of events here. I'm now running for a telephone. Hello. Please, do you speak English? Could I have a telephone, please?
Okay. Which place you need?
London.
Try it, it's very difficult, but maybe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm in the office of the Hotel Petka, yes. And a gentleman here is going to try and help me connect with London.
Thank you.
Are you pleased that the ship's arrived?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi there.
Hi.
Nine four four zero.
Yeah.
After London, I don't know. It's I think one. Only one.
Yeah.
Down there.
Is there any rooms left? There are rooms in this hotel.
Yeah, but the others. The others are in Argentina. Some others.
But the other thing is a long way out.
No, but maybe we should stay here, make a phone call. You try to arrange rooms in Argentina.
In Argentina, okay.
Yeah,
because in Argentina, they were split up and we meet each other there. I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah. If we have to double up, do you want to share a room?
No problem.
Yeah, we'll.
In case of emergency, we need beds.
I think I